to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Well, how did everybody enjoy their weekend? How about this brand new month? Is where we are. March 1st. Jordan Kleber, do you know what the month of March is? Do you know the month of March?
March Madness.
Yes, there is March Madness. Do you know what else? What else is key and significant in the month of March? What else would it be? Just go ahead and keep taking guesses. Stop Googling off the top of your head.
The most important thing is
Cubbies
March Madness.
Today, very first spring training. I completely snuck up on me.
Like, is that really what,
seriously.
Is that really what we were talking about?
I'm just saying it's one of the things, but I'm sitting there going, wow, that's really, I had no idea the first spring training game is today. So I, no idea that's happening. Playing the Padres, already 0-1. Apparently there is, you know what else is in March?
Are we going to get an answer from Drew Brees?
Could be an answer from quarterback Drew Brees, or.
Has he already given it to us?
If you just want to say, I don't know. I don't know what to make out of it. We're going to talk about that. It's actually our lead segment. What else is in the month of March? NBA All-Star Weekend. How about that? And next weekend. Next weekend, right? Is it the 7th? I think it is. Yes, it's next weekend, right? Yes, maybe. I don't know. Yes, I think it is.
Yes.
I don't know what day of the month it is. It's the first of the month. All right. What else? What else is the month of March? I'll give you a hint. It's not next Wednesday or Wednesday. It's the Wednesday after.
The Pennzoil 400?
The Pennzoil 400. Sure. Yes, they will have that as well. What else do we have?
Let's see. What do we got on
something
here?
Something called NFL free agency. Oh. We have reached the month of March, baby. Free agency. Yes. Saints may have a buck or two, maybe some change under the couch cushions to spend, but free agency is starting. We actually have an NFL signing today. That just happened, became official, that Jordan will tell us about now. Go ahead.
Yeah, J.J. Watt is signing with the Arizona Cardinals, 2-year, $31 million with a $23 million guarantee.
Say that again. J.J. Watt, 2 years with Arizona.
Arizona Cardinals.
The contending Arizona Cardinals?
The contending Arizona Cardinals.
Well, what's the deal again?
2 years, $31 million with $23 million guaranteed.
So it is about the money.
Yes. It's always
okay,
about
let's just
the money
be honest.
Bus.
Let's just be honest. That's $23 million guaranteed. I don't know many teams can do that or not. Cleveland, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, a couple of other. Green Bay was another team that was being out there. He was having fun. Apparently, somebody started a Peloton profile, and on the Peloton profile, he had Green Bay, Cleveland, and Buffalo. I get it. Whatever. But look, whatever. So J.J. Watt, for those wondering and wanting him, it would have had to pay 23 guaranteed. Okay? So, NFL free agency. We'll see. But it is. Now, that is when it becomes official. You know how this works, right? Wednesday, March 17th, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, Jordan. Okay? That is when it becomes official. That is a Wednesday. You know what happens on Monday? The legal tampering period, right? Legal tampering period. That's what takes place, Jordan. That is when, you'll start seeing the tweets, the negotiations, all those different things. But the pen to paper is Wednesday. But Monday, what is it, 11 p.m. or something like that, midnight Eastern, that's when the legal tampering period takes place. So I think it's that time. It may be before that. But anyway, the legal tampering period is the 15th through the 17th. That's Monday. So we're right around the corner. So, Jordan, the whole reason I'm yapping here is very simply. Not next week. That's the 8th. But the week after that, legal tampering begins in the NFL. So 2 weeks, that's it. So we got to wait 2 more weeks to find out who else is going to go to Tampa Bay? You know, can the Saints afford anybody? My point is also this. Over the next 2 weeks, you're going to start seeing restructuring news, right? Releasing news, right? Like all those different things, like to be able to get down to under the salary cap to then be able to spend anything, if anything. So it's going to be some Saints news sprinkled here and there over the next 2 weeks to decide what's going on. The news over the weekend, though, Jordan. No, it wasn't the Pels and Spurs battling it out, 117-114, the loss in San Antonio. No, it wasn't the Milwaukee Bucks game that, unfortunately, you know, they filled it out one as well. But we talked about that on Friday. Couple games left, obviously, to get going, including tonight, the Utah Jazz, Chicago, Miami, all three at home before the All-Star break. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. What was that all about? What? They're beating the Jazz tonight.
How's your 4-2 record going?
Well,
close out the sixth game.
It's not going very well. They did get their win against Detroit. So basically they gotta beat Utah, Chicago, and Miami to go 4-2. You don't have confidence? You don't have confidence that he can beat the number one team in the Western Conference? Maybe it's an off night for them.
Like I said, 3-3.
Maybe they're just tired of beating everybody.
We'll be lucky if we go 3-3.
Maybe they're still living high on a horse of beating the Lakers by like 30 points. The Utah Jazz. Yeah, that team's in town tonight. This just in, you may want to guard the 3-point line.
It's been a storyline throughout the entire season.
But for real with this team, they bombed away the Lakers. This just in, you don't even need to go to shoot around today. It's real simple. Just actually stay in your beds. Rest up. When the game starts, find the arc on the court and go stand on it. Just stand on the arc. All five of y'all. I know, already Jordan's rubbing his temples on his forehead. 800-998-1003. We'll talk about Pels with Daniel Salerson, Pelicans Radio Network. At the bottom of the hour, Gary Smith at 1:30. Going to touch on what could have been weekend in college baseball for the Tulane Green Wave. I'm going to say, they should have swept number 5 Mississippi State, but could have, should have, would have, right? You got to close out that two leads. They won Friday, that two leads in the top of the ninth inning, going into the bottom of the ninth, and they lost in the bottom of the ninth on Saturday and Sunday. Rafael Esparza will go over the weekend, a couple of fights over the weekend. We'll touch on that. The latest odds and numbers and such. Marlon Favorite also is going to join us at 2:15. Scott Kushner wrote an incredible article about the Pels that we'll touch on here as well. And it's about he wants to know what direction we're going in, because it's a valid point in argument, Jordan, that we'll touch on. Are they getting better or they're underachieving? But what's the direction? Are we trying to win now, go into the playoffs? Or are we looking to build to the future? Because is it two directions? Can you do both at the same time? I think you kind of can to an extent. Kind of, right? Or do you have to make some moves in order to... Anyway, that's the point of the column. If we're going to build for the future, then, you know, Bledsoe and Ball have really no spot here. So you go with Nikhil or Kyrie. Now you see, you tilted your head. Has Ball played enough for you to maybe start considering that he's part of the future?
He's been consistent. He's been consistent, so you got to give it to
him. Okay, but does that consistency equal, I don't know, 4 years? Close to max?
I think in 2 years.
Okay, but that's not going to happen.
No, it's not gonna result in a match.
It's not gonna be 2 years, $18 million per. That's not happening. That's the point and the problem with all of this. He's going to ask for max money, wants a big deal. Right? He's with Clutch for a reason. Clutch doesn't settle for, you know, bag of beignets in the mill. That's and the new city edition jerseys. I know you would, but anyway, so we'll discuss that with Scott. We'll touch on this, though, now, to set it up, and I'm inviting your opinions for the next segment. The next segment's completely open for the following.
Don't make me cringe.
I just want to know where you stand. That's all. I just want to know where you stand as a Saints fan. It's one thing for Jordan to tweet something. Brian Bieniemy. Is he still banned from Twitter? He's been active, though.
Yeah, he's been I think good. He did a Periscope last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, okay. So, it's and I'm not saying that I wouldn't trust Jordan anything that you would find and post or retweet and tweet and all of those things. Would you say Nick Underhill, New Orleans football, is a respected person in the city with when it comes to porting sources and news and all that?
Absolutely.
So February 27th, you know, I'm just minding my own business, scrolling the timeline. I'm like, you know, killing a little time, whatever. I don't know. Carver's getting his shoes on. Come on, let's go to my wife. It takes forever to get out the house. I don't know, you know, run errands. I'm just scrolling, though, Jordan. I'm just scrolling. Minding my business. Not expecting to see, much less hear, the following.
The black! Drew! What is he doing? Drew! What is he doing?
He said to the street.
Drew! What are you doing? Okay, he's never done that. Hurry up! Don't know what he's doing. DB, come on, what? Oh my gosh. I'm not sure what he's doing. Never quite been done before. He needed a check. Black and back. Woo-hoo-hoo! Time. That's a new record because it's never been done before. That is 50 to the black.
There it is. That is Drew Brees, Jordan. It looks like a parking lot. And he's pushing a sled that has weights on it. And he went all the way to the street, apparently, you know, with disregard. Somebody stopped this man without regard for his life. He's playing Frogger almost. I'm glad he could stop before he goes into traffic, Jordan. Somebody stop him. Then he stops.
He's a menace to society.
Turns around and then goes up the hill. Somebody could have been backing out of that parking lot, not seen. Because, you know, he's like 6 feet tall with sneakers. Somebody could have not seen him, and he's hunched down trying to push this leg. Doing something as the guy, the trainer, says, Jordan, what?
Never been done
Never
before.
Never been done before. I'm just going to ask a very simple question. Do people that are expecting to... Is that something somebody that's retiring would do? Now, you can say, sure, that's who he is. He doesn't know what else to do but train, and this is what he does at this part of the year. He likes to work out and stay fit. The problem is, a day before that, Brian Bieniemy said, somebody please stop. Just accept that he's coming back. Why? Because he's, for the second time in the week, posting pictures of his dinner. Did you see his dinner?
He's eating like a bird.
It's Brussels sprouts. How do you make Brussels sprouts taste better? Add bacon. He's taking pictures of basically eating like a vegan. Trying to get in better shape. I think he actually put that in Instagram, didn't he? Trying to stay in shape, get in shape, get in the best shape. Why? Why? No, that pan that showed Brussels sprouts with bits of bacon.
I know what it is.
Sprinkled everywhere.
I know what it is.
Should have looked more like an entire pan of bacon with like some sort of like, I don't know, other meat to it.
This is exactly what's happening. Drew Brees knows he's going to be on television.
Is that what that is?
And he knows that the camera puts on 10 pounds. So he's trying to lose an extra 10 pounds.
Okay, so is that where we're officially going with?
That's what I'm going
with.
On
this side of the table, which is your side. So on your side of the table, you're going with the recent pictures of him eating, well, how should we say, very healthy.
And him like there's a famine going
setting
on.
Record, doing new things at his workout in front of people. And by the way, the other thing getting a lot of attention on that video is the amount of hair Drew Brees has.
So, he has to look good.
So maybe he went and got his hair done.
Implants.
Okay.
Hair implants.
And he's getting into you're going in television shape.
Television shape.
Here's the problem, right? Because I wouldn't say the problem. Because I would say, well, look. I'm still, because people were texting me, oh my gosh, is he coming? Like, look, it's the contract, Jordan. As we go to our first break, the contract. Remember, he negotiated it down. He went, he's It's a hundred. It's one mil, right? It's one mil, like 1.075. No, he's not playing for that. He clearly did that to save the Saints, what, 22, 24 million. It's clear. Larry Holder last week said it, right? Last Tuesday, he said, look, he did the contract thing. He posted an ad on him with the copper sleeve that's only hawked by Jerry Rice and Brett Favre. That's what they're doing. He's definitely not playing. And then this morning happened. 800-998-1003. When I come back, I will play two things that popped up this morning that, you know, I have a hard time saying it's coinkadink. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Gus Cattingill, Jordan Kleber. Going to have a fun 3 hours for you. I want you a part of it. Next segment is open. Saints fans, seriously, how do you feel watching this and hearing what I'm about to play next on ESPN New Orleans? Well, it's all right.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by Health Grades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We've got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Yes. Jordan Kleber, how was your weekend?
It was decent.
Really?
I've had better.
You've had better?
I've had better.
Let me tell you something. I posted a series of pictures.
I saw.
And I mean this sincerely. And it's the spring, it's the summer. You know, most people, well, we're hoping the whole COVID thing starts to teeter away. More and more people are getting vaccinated. My parents are getting vaccinated today. My in-laws already done there too. So it's happening more and more, and there are different age groups. So I don't know. It's my first, like, weekend in a while where I just had Saturday and Sunday. And all I did was just spend it with him. It was great. I loved it, man. And that's what I'm saying. While you say it could be better, enjoy all the time you have in the weekends. Or weekdays. Just, you should enjoy life, man. You should enjoy every day. You really should. That's my bit of advice for you today.
Oh, school.
Well, not everyone can go to school. See? There's always a positive to look at things. Not everybody can stress like you.
You're right.
Not everybody can stress like you. All right. So I played the video that Nick Underhill tweeted back over the weekend of Drew Brees getting fit somewhere. So on your side of the table, you're saying he's getting ready for television.
He's getting ready for the 10 pounds that the camera adds.
I'm gonna go on your side.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was just making some BS up.
Steve Harvey loves to tweet. half the time pictures of him on a Stairmaster, doesn't he?
He does.
He does. Dan Orlovsky, who we're going to hear from shortly, and several other television personalities or people that cover the league, what are they normally doing? Working out. Because it does. Trust me. I know. I mean, I do Arkansas game day. I'm like, I'm not that fat, am I? Am I?
Yeah.
Don't. Thank you. Thank you, Jordan, for lying to me.
I will say.
No. Stop it. You did so well just now. Keep it there. My point is this. So Dan Orlovsky and Peter Schrager. You know who Peter Schrager is?
Yes, he's on Good Morning Football.
Good Morning Football. You love that show, don't you?
It is a good show.
It is a good show. I like it, too. Very good show.
Lots of good information.
Yes, lots of information. Dan Orlovsky is on ESPN. He was on Get Up, which, by the way, I've said this before. When it's GETUP exclamation mark, that's how you have to say it, isn't it? It's not Get Up. It's Get Up. You got to. Anyway, Dan Orlovsky had this to say.
Seriously, I just think this is who Drew Brees is, okay? I just think he's wired this way. You don't become a Hall of Famer unless you're a psychopath. He's a psychopath in a good way, okay? The truth is, the best thing for the New Orleans Saints is for Drew Brees to come back on the cheap. Think about their situation as a football team. This isn't a good team. This is a team that is a Super Bowl contender without a quarterback. So find me the guy that is good enough to take a team that's a Super Bowl contender and keep them there and push them into the playoffs. That's cheap. Find me that quarterback. That guy does not exist. So Drew coming back, who, by the way, had a better QBR last season than Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson. Just to remind everybody, Drew Brees didn't stink last year. Him coming back on the cheap is the best option for the New Orleans Saints.
And if you keep him this year, you are stopping progress, Dan. And then next year, you're assuring yourself that you're not going to be any good in 2022. You want to talk about a psychopath in a good way? How about Bill Belichick? He's a great leader, will make great decisions, and not worrying about ruffling any feathers. And that's what the Saints need to do. They need to honor Drew Brees for what he's done and move on. That's what Bill Belichick's done for two decades, and that's why they've been so successful. It's over for Drew Brees. Stop. You're going to stop progress. If he comes back, cut your losses, move forward, sign Jameis Winston, and build for your future.
Go ahead, Danny, real quick.
Three things. One, you would rather have the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th best quarterback in the conference over maybe the 4th. Is that a better situation? Two, I understand the progress, but this roster is not built for progress. This roster is built for now. That's why they're $70 million over the cap. They need to go win a Super Bowl now. Third of all, I just told everybody that Drew Brees had a better QBR than Tom, Russell, and Deshaun. Like, he played good football last year. What's better for the Saints? Go into the season knowing you have Drew Brees and what he is, or the question mark of a potential Jameis Winston or rookie quarterback?
I don't get the other guy's point of saying, look at New England and with Bill Belichick. They didn't make it
in the... That's my Tannenbaum, by the way. Yeah. Former executive for the Jets.
I really don't even know how to respond to it, to be honest with you.
There it is. What do you think? What do you think, Joel?
Drew Brees!
He's just laughing.
What are you
doing? He's laughing at all of us right now, isn't he? He's laughing at all of us.
Cut those?
That's true. It's true having a good time. So that was on ESPN. Okay, so fine. They're just trying to find something to do and to talk about. Right? Good Morning Football, though. Another network, different show. Here's Peter.
All season, we called it like the last dance for the Saints. We're like, this is Drew Brees' last ride. And even before the divisional round, I want to say Jay Glazer on Fox came out and was like, this is Drew Brees' last season. This is it. If they lose to the Buccaneers, it's over. We never heard it from Drew Brees, though. Like, here he is, and now we're in March, and he's still pushing sleds, still hasn't retired. He's already restructured his contract to make it team-friendly just in case they want to move on or if he's coming back. I'd be careful what you wish for if you're Saints fans and if you're the mayor of New Orleans sending out tweets about Russell Wilson. I would be careful because I remember the Broncos with Peyton Manning. Couldn't throw the ball 10 yards. They won a Super Bowl. They haven't been to the playoffs since. Like, having that institutional knowledge of Drew Brees and having the Hall of Famer of Drew Brees. And I'm not so sure this thing doesn't go differently if it's not for one play. Third quarter in the NFC divisional game, they're up 7 at home. Brees throws a perfect pass to Jared Cook.
Oh,
Antoine Winfield causes a fumble. Devin White takes it back. They were up 7 late in the third quarter when this happened. the Buccaneers go on a run. That's not on Drew Brees. That's a Jared Cook fumble for carelessly carrying the ball, and it gets stripped. If they
score, your left hand, brother.
If they score on this, they're up by 10 or 14 in the second half at home in a playoff game.
That's
where
right.
Brady wasn't looking great until the fourth quarter. I gotta say, I wouldn't be the one telling Drew Brees not to come back. I would say, hey, you need to know in at least a couple weeks what you're gonna do. But if Drew Brees wants to ever come back to the New Orleans Saints this season, I gotta think Sean Payton thinks, all right, let's run it back one more time. The window's still open as long as you think you can go. It's on Drew Brees, though. I don't think you can push him out the door or assume you're going to get the same production from Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston, or in your case, both. I just think that if Drew Brees wants to come back, you say, let's go for it.
There it is. One more time. That's what Peter says. That's what Peter's saying. Bring it back. Meanwhile, our mayor of New Orleans.
No, please don't even play this.
I've heard the rumors now, and I want to make sure that you understand that the city of New Orleans is a place for you and your beautiful family. I'm LaToya Cantrell, mayor of the city of New Orleans, and I know, Mr. Wilson, that you will be a great addition to the New Orleans Saints. And more importantly, I can see us in that number winning that Super Bowl championship once again. And what else I can see? The Mrs. Ciara Wilson herself on that main stage during the historical Essence Festival.
Oh, Essence!
Just wanted
to
stop in to let you know that
we got you.
Not only admire you, we want you.
Oh.
Love you, man. Oh. Love Ciara. Love your beautiful family. The culture of the city of New Orleans awaits you.
Yes! Yes! My man is pushing sleds. My man is eating Brussels sprouts with bacon, and our mayor's recruiting someone else. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up.
LaToya,
you can't make this up.
He's not a free agent.
Right? It's like tampering, isn't it? Kind of? Sort of? She made a video. Seriously, in all seriousness, what are you feeling if you're Drew? We're not even 2 weekends removed from everybody trending Drew Brees by posting GIFs and memes, Jordan, of bricks traveling a great distance of about a foot. GIFs and memes of old men with canes or in wheelchairs. GIFs or memes of basically anything showing age in a dead arm. Meanwhile, Drew is doing things he's never done before. Saving his team money. Eating like a bird. All to either, in Jordan's argument, get better looking for television. Or, and as you just heard, two completely different network and shows analysts' mind, making a run for one more run. One more run. And our mayor.
Drew who?
Drew who? I, by the way, I sent you a GIF. Did you see my GIF? To that? It's the GIF of you see a human being tossed into a dumpster.
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
Hits the lid, you know, the dumpster's open, the lid is open, and then this individual just goes flying right into the dumpster. That's Drew. Jack, you got 2 minutes. What you got? Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Who would have thought that LaToya Cantrell is a better judge of quarterback talent than Dan Orlovsky? And Dan Orlovsky's done something that I didn't think was possible. He's a worse broadcaster than he is an NFL quarterback, and that's sad.
Can't make this weekend up. It's just funny. It's just funny. I think that's just Drew. Drew doesn't know what else to do. I mean, what did we think he was going to do? I mean, he plays with his kids on time, but for an hour, hour and a half, it's going to go work out. I didn't make it that much out of that. I didn't. I honestly, I look at him, that's who he's going to be. He's going to be the guy that stays in shape, that works out, and then plays with the kids. I mean, that's what he does. And I don't know when that was taken. It could have been Friday. The kids should be in school, right? I don't know. I mean, maybe the kids are... Maybe he needs some time away. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. I'm speaking as a father and a husband. You know what? I need an hour and a half. I need an hour and a half to work out or something. He's just working out. That's all.
I think he's training for future appearances on Dancing with the Stars. But I could be wrong.
Exactly right.
Television appearances.
There's a lot of different things. To Jordan's point, you know, he needs to get in shape. You know, the hair looks fuller all of a sudden. I mean,
don't forget what Joe Buck did. He had hair implants.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Buck had to go get, you know, a little something. So, I mean, maybe that's, you know, what's going on. I would honestly be shocked if this week we get the bloop, you know, St. Zoom press conference. And then at that press conference, he says, I'm back. I don't see it happening. I just don't.
Gosh,
that's me. Yeah.
One more thing about the possible Russell Wilson trade, which probably won't happen, I realize. But would you be willing to give up Alvin Kamara if you could get if you could draft a kid that you've seen up close and personal? You remember a kid named Kenneth Gainwell that plays for Memphis? I think he would be the perfect replacement for Alvin Kamara. Number 19. You saw him up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him?
19.
He's a running back. Believe me, you saw him run all over Tulane. He skipped this year for COVID. Well, if you don't remember him, I guess he didn't make that big an impression on you.
A lot of things have happened since.
Yes. All right, well, forget that point then. Anyway, y'all have a good day. Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it. Bottom of the hour, we'll call... take a break, come back, and hear from Daniel Salerson. I'm trying to think of it. Here's the thing, Jack. I'm terrible with names. Jordan will tell you that.
You still have my name saved wrong in your phone.
It's Kleber.
Yeah, but it's Kleber, but what? You have it spelled wrong.
Spelled Kleibert?
I think you spelled it wrong. It's in your contact wrong.
I don't know. What does it matter?
Maybe that's why you struggle.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Quick break. We come back. Daniel Salerson will help us get ready for the Jazz game tonight. I got you. He's working out to get looking better on TV, right? Tell me that's what's happening.
I mean, I know Daniel, who's going to be coming up here shortly. Yeah. He works out all the time.
He's on the radio. Exactly right. We'll talk with Daniel next on ESPN New Orleans. I don't go out.
Guys, are you making too many nighttime bathroom trips? For years, we've been shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to men all over the country to prove its ingredients can reduce those constant urges to pee. But there are still guys who are missing out because they don't want to swallow another tablet every day. You asked, we listened. And now there's Super Beta Prostate Advanced Chewables. All of the same prostate supporting ingredients, now in an easy natural berry flavored chewable. And yes, it's still free. No strings attached. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-494-2117. Don't be fooled by other formulas. Super Beta Prostate is urologist recommended and a best-selling brand at Walmart. Be one of the first to try a 30-day supply of our new chewables, free, and reduce the urges to pee. Call 1-800-494-2117. 1-800-494-2117. 1-800-494-2117.
Hey, what do you want to da da da? I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da? Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So, right wing, faked it. Now post up Zion, lost it on the way up. They got a hand in there with Bates Diop. Somehow he got it back and will power it up and in with two hands off the window.
That's just man
stuff. How did
that
happen?
That's man stuff. They had five defenders within a foot and a half of Zion Williamson on that first shot attempt, and he's able to retrieve it and power it in.
Five not enough, Jordan. Five not enough. Daniel Salison, part of the Pelicans radio network. You can catch him here later today, 6:30 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock tip time. Daniel, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Gus?
I'm doing well. What?
We have to ask him the question.
What was that?
How important is it to stay in shape since
he's
on the radio broadcast?
Daniel, just a quick question here, obviously. Have you done recently or to prepare for this season, I don't know, something at the gym differently that, say, you hadn't done in the past that probably would raise an eyebrow or two?
No. I actually been exercising less and eating more. I think that's been my strategy by
okay.
getting through the first half
okay.
of the season.
Okay. Right. Would you see? I still think Drew's just doing that.
Television.
It's just for television. That's all it is. Moving on.
Anyway.
Zion, 23 points in the loss against the Spurs, 117-114. San Antonio, a 31-24 final frame there. Pels actually won the first quarter, the second quarter, and the third quarter. What happened in the fourth quarter?
They just stopped making shots. I think that's been a problem for the Pelicans. Especially for three-point line on Saturday night, it was just one thing that, you know, the Pelicans had a chance, you know, only losing by three. I felt like if they just made a few more shots, could have been a different story. I think defensively they played okay, but still allowing a decent amount of threes to a team that doesn't really shoot a lot. But when it came to that fourth quarter, the Pelicans just couldn't make up for some poor shooting, and that led to the Spurs getting out of there with a win.
So, look, I understand the phrase. Todd, JD, you guys say it a lot in the broadcast, make or miss league. I understand that. I do. 9 of 32 from distance, that hurts you. Right, from that standpoint. I mean, you went to the line, though, Daniel. 31 times, made 25, shot 80%. So that's a good thing. Turnovers, you'll live with 10 in an NBA game. Obviously, you want none, but you'll live with that. Was it just those missed threes, the difference there?
I mean, offensively, yes, but the Pelicans are still allowing too much at the rim. I think it was tied at 50-50 for points in the paint, but if you look at some of the other losses, I believe the Milwaukee was over 60 mm-hmm. points in the paint, and that's what Stan has, you know, really, obviously with his defensive philosophy, really wanted to pack the paint. But I think the problem is right now with the Pelicans struggling defensively is that even though the offense has been really good, they've been the best offense in the month of February, at least heading into Saturday's game as far as points per game are concerned, is that you have to rely on the offense to play nearly perfect for the entire 48 minutes because they're not getting the stops for an extended period of time. And so when you do see the three-point shooting for the Pelicans, 9 of 32, but they go to the free throw line. In normal games, you should be able to get away with that. But until the Pelicans can consistently play better defensively, that stuff's not going to work. And so, yeah, I mean, there were times that the Pelicans had plenty of opportunities, but I think defensively is where the Pelicans' woes continue. I'm not necessarily worried about the offense, even though you did see the poor three-point shooting, but you're having to expect so much from them on a night-in, night-out basis. And if you can just improve a little bit defensively, I think that takes a little bit of a pressure off the offense.
I want to say I've heard almost word for word Stan Van Gundy say what you just said about that our offense has to play at a certain level to overcome those deficiencies on defense. And you know, look, I'm paraphrasing here, but I got to imagine in your post game show, I know on our show on tweets, we see this all the time. Pels fans are going, okay, We constantly hear about that. We have to defend better. We have to get out and defend the three-point arc. So is it just the players aren't capable of doing that, Daniel? Because obviously, I mean, they're saying it too, and that's the case. I mean, DeRozan goes for 32. If he goes 25-27, you win the game. You allow three other people to score in double digits. So, yeah, it's the defense, to your point.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing that Stan is getting frustrated with because I feel like there's blame to go around for everyone. I think Stan points to closing out on threes. Just, you know, the defensive intensity for 48 minutes has not been really happening. Stan also trying to adjust on his end because, again, in past years, this type of defense that Milwaukee has done, Toronto has done, where they pack the paint, don't allow threes, has certainly been effective, and those teams have gone on to win championships or be close to winning championships. But this year, it just seems like the three-point shot is valued so much more, even though it's been on a increase in the past few years. But it just seems this year, whether it's the lack of crowds and arenas, the fact that, you know, three-pointers are up and teams are relying on that, the Pelicans have still not been able to, whether it's grasp the closing out and rotating, even when you're trying to pack the paint, or just haven't put the effort in to do so on that end of the ball. I think that's really impacted why they still struggle on defense. So, yeah, I think everyone has the question, well, you're 33 games in, why haven't things changed? But I think with a young team and a new coach, I think there's still things that both the coaching staff and the defense can improve on. So hopefully it's something that gets better, but I think it's a work in progress right now that Stan's trying to figure out what the biggest issues are.
Speaking with Daniel Salerson, part of the Pelicans Radio Network. You can follow him on Twitter at DSalerson. So tonight you got the Jazz. Last I saw them on TV, and I know they've played since then, but they obliterated the Lakers. It's not anything new. This team can shoot. You've seen them in person, man. We've seen what this team is capable of doing. I jokingly said in the opening segment, tonight's easy from the Pelicans. Get back. And when you find the three-point arc painted on the floor there at the Smoothie King Center, just plant yourself on it. They drive, they drive, they dunk, they dunk. I literally don't move my heels from the three-point arc because that's what's coming. That's what this team's going to do, right?
You have to be on your toes no matter where you are in the court with them. Their ball movement is by far, I think, the best in the league because they have so many guys that can score. The fact that you have to be on your toes, guys are cutting, guys are moving, and they're getting wide-open shots. They're also going to the rim. I mean, when you have Donovan Mitchell, an all-star, Rudy Gobert, an all-star, Joe Ingles playing out of his mind, shooting well from three. Yeah, Mike Conley, who, when he's not been hurt, he's been really good for them. Jordan Clarkson has been firing off the bench. I mean, it's pick your poison with them. And this is a night where your defense cannot afford to have lapses in judgment because they will make you pay. They're on pace to hit the most threes of any team in any NBA season, almost 17 per game. The Pelicans are on pace to allow the most threes, almost at 16 of any team in any NBA season. So, yes, the three-point line has to be a point of emphasis tonight with this Utah team, but at the same time on defense, the Utah's defense is incredible too. They allow the least amount of shots in the restricted area and behind the arc. So when you're talking about Zion Williamson against Rudy Gobert, it's always an interesting matchup with them. This is where Brandon Ingram could come in the mid-range because the way teams have been able to beat them is making those shots in between the restricted area or between the restricted area and the three-point line. So that could be an interesting adjustment for Stan Van Gundy and how they really attack this really good Jazz defense.
But there's a chance, right? I mean, I saw they lost to Miami recently, and they didn't score.
They lost 7 times. I mean, any given night, you never know.
No, they're good. They're good, man. Look, they're a good team. But I wanted them to go forward, too, going into the All-Star break. They got Detroit. Again, and that's the thing that stinks is you had a chance to get Milwaukee, you had a chance to get San Antonio. These teams had chances, so I just think this team's going to be hard. I don't, you know, the old matchup thing. You know, sometimes, Daniel, you and I are baseball guys. We were talking a little bit earlier this morning that spring training is starting now and games are going on. And sometimes that's the reason managers go to the pen for the 400th time in an inning for matchups to try to find certain matchups that benefit you. This is just a tough matchup for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you're playing three games in 4 nights to end the All-Star break. Not a lot of teams are playing three games. You're facing the number one team tonight, facing a Bulls team that you had trouble with in Chicago. Then you have one of the hottest teams now, Miami, on Thursday, that's starting to figure things out. So, yeah, I think one of these things that maybe could help the Pelicans, it seems like sometimes they are able to play up to who they are playing. You saw that against Milwaukee. You've seen that against some of the better teams in the NBA. So maybe tonight's the night where, you know, they're locked in and ready to go. But you're right. I mean, Utah, all the continuity they have, they've been beneficial with not a lot of health issues on the team. This is a team that's been playing a lot of basketball together, and now you're starting to see why they're one of the best teams in the league. They're tough to stop on both ends of the floor.
So I saw my Cubbies play today against San Diego. Your Braves, you know, made the postseason. Made a nice little run, see what happens this season. Jordan, I guess the important thing here is, are you back on board with the Braves?
Or absolutely.
You're back on board. All
absolutely.
Right, there you go.
Absolutely.
All right.
I was worried that he would bail. I didn't know if he was going to put a Dodger hat on.
I was expecting it. You know, the graph's not even really that excited. He said he saw it. You know, they're good. He's good for another couple of years, you know?
See, that's just, I don't know. I mean, man, I guess that's nice when you get to have a
championship.
And so you can have that type of behavior. But for me, I just, like, if I get one, I want more, especially with what they did in the offseason getting Trevor Bauer. Get greedy, Todd. That's what I would say.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Daniel. Maybe he feels that way because all they did was, again, go out and buy some of the best players and just stack the team even more. I mean, I
guess that's all it takes, huh?
Yeah, why play the season? I mean, you know, poor Tim Grubbs. You know, we start talking to him on Tuesdays. His Pirates, he literally told us on the air last week, he is expecting 100 to 110 losses. Can you imagine being okay with just, hey, well, that's what's going to happen, 100 to 110 losses.
I don't know how you watch that, especially when you have 162 games. You're going into everyone just expecting to lose. I get that. That sucks.
That's why baseball has a problem, Daniel. That's why baseball has a problem. All right, sir, what's coming up at 6:30?
Yeah, we'll hear from Kevin Pelton. I don't know if you all read the article last week on ESPN Plus. He talked about Zion and his playmaking ability and some of the numbers that he's been putting up, so we'll talk to him about that article. We'll try to figure out different ways to beat UTLA Jazz tonight. That's what's coming up at 6:30.
All right, there it is. Thank you so much, D. Salison on Twitter. Of course, the Pelicans Radio Network, Pelicans app tonight if you want to listen to the game. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
7 p.m., by the way, Jazz are favored by 7. Utah in the last 10 games, 8-2. Open segment next if you want to chime in. Jack already has. What do you think? What do you make of the Drew Brees video and the sound I played earlier from two analysts, two different networks, both making the case and argument Drew Brees is actually what's best for the Saints coming up this season? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. She'll make you take her to the club, but then she leaves with her friends. She likes to stay late at the party because the fun never ends.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
This spring season, gear up with the new Massey Ferguson tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes spring with huge savings and 0% interest on Massey Ferguson tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive the new Massey Ferguson tractor on Friday or Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Call Southern Trailer Works at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports. That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Jay Fallon on Twitter. You heard him on the phone. Express his opinion on what he thinks about the Drew Brees video, Dan Orlovsky, Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football. Both making the case that maybe what's best for the Saints is Drew running it back one more time. Still waiting for that decision. The no news maybe not being good news for those that want to move on. Things like Mike Tannenbaum, the former executive for the Jets, say, man, you're holding up progress. You're holding up moving forward. Honestly, Saints fans, what do you make out of it? Do you make anything out of it? Jordan and I both think he's just staying. He's getting fit because that's what he does. He works out. That's not a man that's going to go sit at home and, I don't know, look at the seagulls fly over, you know, the Pacific out of San Diego where he's at, or the mountains. I mean, he's not
going
to
go on Madden 2022 and, you know,
and there's only so much you can play with the kids, okay? You need your own time, too. And he's always worked out. He's always been fit. It's already going to be uncomfortable not having the regimen and routine. I mean, this is somebody that for how many years? Not just the NFL, but I mean, you see what he's like. What else am I going to? I mean, that's his routine. That's how he stays sane. That's how you stay in shape. That's how you do those things. You work out. I don't make anything out of it. I
think he makes an appearance at training camp just to, you know.
Oh, stop it. That's in August. He might stop by and say hi.
You think? Well, maybe he's driving if the Mrs. team, B around.
Could you imagine that? How about that photo? Just waving to the fans.
With a crown on his head.
Stop it. You know, I don't like your tone. I don't like your tone. Stop. He's definitely not doing that.
Y'all didn't want me back?
No. That's with Jay Fowl on Twitter. That's I think that's Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right? Yeah, he's go away, Drew, with a gif of a lady holding a crucifix.
A lady. It's Sarah Michelle Gellar. It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. How do you not know that gif?
Don't know who that is.
You don't know who Sarah Michelle Gellar is? Back in the day. Yeah, she's holding a cross to stay away, kind of a thing. Drew's not a fan, but he's not going to be around forever, right? What else we have? That's a shame. That's a real shame. It's not funny.
Jason over on Twitter. I don't want him back. It's time.
Well, that's to the point. That's to the point, Jason.
Garbo. Over on Twitter. 5 turnovers and 2 scores in his last 2 playoff exits. Only 4 playoff wins against teams with winning records in the past 11 seasons. $200 million made in that time, and fans want more of the same. 9-9 in his 20-season career, and fans think he's an viable option this year. Sad.
It's a shame.
I threw a pick.
Oh, come on.
What?
Jared Cook fumbled the football.
I don't care.
Wait. Drew, you won $200 million during your time with the Saints?
What does that have anything? I see a lot of that, too.
I was waiting for you.
I don't care. I'm telling you, you and I text about this over the weekend. It absolutely keeps them at night.
I threw a pick.
Yes.
The fact that his last throw in the NFL was a pick. I'm not going to allow it to enter my head. It's not happening. But what a weekend, right? He posts that. Saints fans like, this guy here. Just and look, y'all were making fun of me when I was ahead of this 3 weeks ago. You remember this? I was ahead of you. 3 weeks ago. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Huh?
No. Where were you?
When I played Access Denied. D, thank you for giving us a call, D. Thank you for giving us a call. What are you, man? Hello, D.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
How's everything going today?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Listen, Drew should not come back at all. And it has nothing to do with, you know, his talent or lack thereof anymore. It's just exactly what you're hearing from people like Jordan, okay? They don't want him back. They don't appreciate what he's given. They don't appreciate that the man tried to come back knowing that they had no chance of winning the championship without him coming back with 11 broken ribs. And all the problems he had, and he still fought and came back. His heart is telling him to come back because his last play was an interception, and a champion that he is eating at him to not to go out that way. But let me tell you the difference. The difference is Tom Brady left the Patriots after having a bad year and all kind of people saying he was done. Remember that last year before he came to Tampa Bay? He was done. He comes to Tampa Bay. He demands the coach. The coach says, I don't want A.B. Who did he get? A.B. He brought Gronk. He brought Leonard Fournette off the scrap heap. He told them how he was going to do and deal with it, and they listened. And he was the man, okay? There's a guy who voted for Donald Trump and hung around with Donald Trump. Nobody told him anything. The difference, Drew Brees said that he would stand for the flag one time, okay? And they ran him under the ground. His own teammates, not one stuck up for him. I didn't hear one. Malcolm Jenkins turned to this team after being gone for years and opened his mouth like he was the man, okay? His own wide receiver, who wouldn't be nowhere without Drew Brees, wouldn't have nowhere even close to the money he's got without Drew Brees, okay, threw his own man under the bus. Why would you come back to that? Why would you come back when you're deteriorating from your talent? I still think he's a good quarterback. But deteriorating from your talent and the chances you had the past 3 years were most probably your best shot. You got guys that did not give you the recognition that you needed to be the field general that you were supposed to be. He is not that man anymore. They have not given him the credit to be that guy anymore. And when you can't do that, why come back? You have lost your team. And I don't mean it's his fault. He's done everything he possibly can. But he has lost his team because of what has happened to this year when he opened his mouth about standing for the national anthem. If they would have did that to Tom Brady, Tom, you wouldn't even be on that football team. That's the difference. That's why he should not be coming back. Not because of his talent. Because his talent, when he wasn't hurt, was 24 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Name me 15 quarterbacks that are better than that in the NFL and I'll shut up. Because there isn't, okay? His weak arm is weak. Guess what? He still threw 24-6 and got you to the playoffs. I'm not going to sit there and say that he's the greatest. No, he's not. But I'll take him over Jameis Winston and anybody else that you bring on this team right now because he knows how to win. Did he get beat? Yes. You know who else got beat by Tom Brady? Aaron Rodgers at home. You know who else got beat by Tom Brady? Pat Mahomes. Who is the best team to play Tampa Bay? Who's the best team to play Tampa Bay? The Saints. We wiped them clean twice, and we got beat because we had 4 turnovers. And the most crucial one, well, you already know that, he won't be on the team next year, Mr. Cook. So you tell me where we are right now. I'll take Drew Brees back with his week.
All right. I'm putting you down, D. I'm putting you down. I reached the top of the hour break. I'm putting you down.
Take care.
Bring it back.
Run it back.
Run it back. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Top of next hour is open. Love to get your opinions. Again, what did you think? I'll play, if you missed it earlier, what Dan Orlovsky had to say on Get Up. And I'll also play what Peter Schwarber had to say on Good Morning Football. I'll play both gentlemen. I'll play the mayor. You want to hear the mayor again? Make her pitch to Russell Wilson?
I've listened to that thing hear it again? One too many times.
Is that incredible? Yikes. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing. We can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time. We've got a wide selection of wipers that can stand up to any weather, including the right ones for your make and model. We've even got more ways to get them fast, like our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out,
John. Hola, amigos. It is hour number two. Your question of the day, John Cleve.
Yeah, what is your thoughts on the two things that were played this morning on national media? Give us your take on Drew Brees coming back for another run.
We phrased that